I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Wednesday and welcome to our meditation practice of this week. I want to start off by saying I am so grateful for you and a huge, huge, huge thank you for taking the time to tune into this show again and again. It really does mean a lot. I am experiencing a very, very rainy day here in Aruba right now, which is absolutely so rare. And what's better to do on a rainy day when it's hard to go outside but to sit down and meditate? When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So let's get really comfortable. You know, if you have the ability right now to curl up on a couch with a blanket or just lean back in the chair you're in this moment, allowing yourself to get to a place where you feel truly, truly comfortable in the body right now. And then when you get there, let's go ahead and close the eyes. And intuitively placing the palms of your hands somewhere onto your body. So just notice intuitively where your hands feel like they want to go. My hands intuitively went to my belly just now. So just sensing inside of yourself if you want to place your hands to your heart, to your legs, to your belly, or to another part of your body in this moment. And when you get there, let's take a deep, full breath in through the nose. And then open the mouth, let it go. And giving yourself some time, some space to bring all of your attention inward. And checking in right now. How are you doing today? How's your body doing today? How's your breath moving through your body today? How is your heart today? That's a big one. How is your heart today? And if you want, you can use this physical connection that you just made to yourself by placing your hands to your own body, using that as a doorway to go a little bit deeper into yourself. So increasing that connection that you have right now between your hands and your body, whether it's the hands to the belly or to the heart. And take a moment to really feel this body, this connection through the palms of your hands. What does it feel like to be here right now? Because this is it, right? This moment. this place, this moment in your life situation, this is where you are. So what does it feel like to allow yourself to truly arrive to this moment? To really be here now. That doesn't mean that we're perpetually looking for a place of peace, right? That we're constantly longing to shift and change something so that we can feel good in the body every moment of every day. But actually, using the present moment as a way to allow and embrace whatever state you are in right now. So if today is challenging for you, if you're feeling pain somewhere, whether that's in the body or around the surface of your heart, if you're having a tough time right now, using this moment as an opportunity to not resist it. And that can be a challenging thing to do. We are conditioned to resist what's uncomfortable, what's painful, and of course allow and invite and look for what feels good. But what if this discomfort that you're experiencing right now, what if it's part of growing pains? What if this struggle that you're experiencing, this challenge, what if it's part of something truly important? What if it's an intricate part of your life journey? And maybe this discomfort is something that you absolutely have to go through right now so that you can get to a place of deeper peace, of bigger joy, of more love and ease and connection on the other side. So taking this moment right now just to experience whatever is moving within you in this moment, without escaping it, without resisting it, without ignoring it, but just letting yourself be here the way you are right now. And if with that you're sensing just a softening of the body somehow, maybe the shoulders drop a little bit, maybe your face softens, or perhaps your body just takes a deeper breath, that means that you're beginning to allow yourself to rest in this moment without having to constantly shift or change. So let's take a deeper breath into this place, into this moment here now. And then open the mouth and exhale it out. If you want to linger in this space a little while longer, feel free to stay just the way you are, eyes closed, here now. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back with some gratitude tomorrow.